think of how I really, really found out about AmeriCorps. I guess I knew that AmeriCorps was the domestic counterpart of Peace Corps. And so that's how I really decided to pursue the AmeriCorps position. And I applied from Nicaragua as I had finished with my contract with Blue Energy, a non-governmental, non-profit organization working on the Caribbean coast of Nicaragua.
That's Catherine Brandt Narciso. She is an Arkansas Energy Corps member whose background is with an NGO specializing in renewable energy systems to marginalized communities. She was Blue Energy's project manager for their water and sanitation program. Her current position is with the Greenway Initiative of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, a program that recognizes and certifies local businesses that are taking steps toward being more efficient.
You know, you can look at Greenway as an inexpensive alternative to a certification such as LEED, because with LEED you have to be a new building, you know, or new construction, and it's pretty expensive. So Greenway offers an alternative certification for businesses, and it gives them recognition for taking the initiatives in green sustainable business practices.
Catherine says that Greenway works with a third-party audit team, students in free enterprise from the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the U of A, to perform assessments on applicants to the program.
They're graded on 6 different categories: energy, water, waste, people, purchasing, and education. And through those areas, they gain points, and they have to reach a certain amount of points to get their certification. And once they are certified, and once they provide us with 3 months of previous utilities and a nominal processing fee, they become a Greenway certified business.
The businesses are then certified as a member of the Greenway Initiative for 2 years.
And in those 2 years, they are required to complete 1 hour of continuing education quarterly. And that's provided by the chamber and the Scythe students. And it not only educates them, but it also gives the businesses a chance to network with other like businesses, a sort of a information exchange.
The program currently has 25 members in a variety of sizes and business types.
And we have businesses ranging anywhere from a hair salon, or we have restaurants. We just certified our first restaurant business, Chipotle. We've certified Old Navy, so commercial buildings. We also have certified Pinnacle Foods, so they employ over close to 600 employees. So anywhere from small business to a factory. And we're looking to certify businesses in any specialization.
Part of Catherine's position with the program is recruitment.
Just a lot of trying to figure out who the next business should be, and there's just so many businesses that I think are a natural fit, and it's just trying to identify them and get them on board.
Another aspect of her work is communications, both with current members and potential. She communicates via a variety of methods, one being publications.
Greenway has a publication called the Greenway Press, and it's something that originally was just a way to highlight our businesses and anything important that might be coming up to let our businesses know about. And now I've really focused a lot on that publication, and it's a quarterly publication, so I have time to research and publish it. So that's a lot of research and fact compiling to get that ready and editing, and Also, we have a monthly spot in the Fayetteville Chamber newsletter. We send out Did You Know Monday newsletters every Monday, and Greenway has a section there as well. So I do a lot of the communications of Greenway.
In her previous energy positions, Catherine says she was usually in the field, not in an office, as with her position at the Chamber of Commerce. She says that this business side of things is a valuable skill that she has learned, a skill that she can carry into her future endeavors. It was her passion for volunteerism work that led her to AmeriCorps and Energy Corps, a passion she continues to possess.
So, eventually, I would like to start my own nonprofit, 501c3. You know, I really like cultural preservation in the Caribbean. And that sounds all fine and great. I mean, that's really where I have a passion now. I mean, once upon a time, it used to be, you know, energy and renewable energy. And now it's like, after I've lived in a culture, and I see that that's what I really feel like they need assistance is just preserving their culture because it's being taken away from them.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.